The third round of the 2002 season is underway then, and for the third time in succession, Valentino Rossi starts from pole position. And Rossi once again has got a good hole shot there, and it looks like Daijiro Kato there up on the inside has also got a good start up into second place, but immediately he's shoved out by Alex Barros. Barros is the early leader then from Okawa and Rossi. And Rossi is just forced wide there from Kenny Roberts on the Suzuki. And Roberts just raises his hand almost to apologise to Rossi. Well, Rossi forced back through the field then after starting from pole position. And he's going to have to work very, very hard if he's going to repeat his victories here in 125, 250 and 500. Well, he's going the right way about it. Rossi has moved just past Max Biaggi there as they head into the final hairpin on this lap. And Rossi now making his way past Kenny Roberts as well. So this a real charge now from Valentino Rossi through the field. Rossi now up to third position, and we have a fall of that Shinya Nakano. Nakano on the two-stroke Yamaha crashing out. And it looks as though Valentino Rossi has already closed down the gap on the race leader Toru Okawa and second place Alex Barros. Now just watch the power of his four-stroke down this straight as he just blasts past Alex Barros. And it's onto the brakes, into the right-hander at the end of the corner with 21 laps still to go. And it's that ominous sight of the two Repsol Hondas already leading the way. And now Max Biaggi has been black flagged. It's unclear what that was for, but Biaggi has committed some sort of illegality and he has been black flagged. He can hardly believe it. He's in his box now. And Max Biaggi, well, very much against the race decision there. But now, back at the front, challenging for victory, is Valentino Rossi up against Toru Okawa, just as he was 2 weeks ago. And look who's arrived on the scene. Loris Capirossi in fourth place on that two-stroke West Honda Ponds. It's a stop-and-go for Olivier Jacques. Looks like another jump start for him. And the crew chief to Valentino Rossi, Jeremy Burgess, looks on as Daijiro Kato hits back on Loris Capirossi. And Kato is now up to fourth place on that NSR two-stroke Honda, and he looks as though he's going to battle with Alex Barros there for third as well. Now, Daijiro Kato at the end of the straight up to third. Can Rossi go into the lead? It looks as though Okawa's just held off Valentino Rossi, but Fausto Grassini, former world champion himself now, crew chief to Daijiro Kato, watching on as the young Japanese rider moves up to third position. We're on board with Valentino Rossi in second place, and it's a real head-to-head, isn't it, between these two four-stroke Hondas. Daijiro Kato, whose race time on the 250 last year would have put him within 6 seconds of the race winner Valentino Rossi on that occasion, now doing well on the 500 as Rossi takes over. They're at the front of the pack. Rossi leads the way from Toru Okawa, and he's got a score to settle really with Okawa after Okawa beat him at South Africa 2 weeks ago. But Daijiro Kato now gets past Okawa as well. Kato is up to second place, and can Kato now hold off the challenge of Toru Okawa? Well, Okawa's got his hands full now with Loris Capirossi. Capirossi now up on the inside of Okawa into that tight left-hander, and Capirossi moves up to third place ahead of Toru Okawa. So Okawa having problems with the two-strokes. He seems to have the advantage down that straight, though. Just look at the extra speed as he pulls alongside Capirossi into the right-hander. Meanwhile, building up a clear lead now over Daijiro Kato is the world champion Valentino Rossi. It looks as though he will be unchallenged for this race win on the final lap. Valentino Rossi takes his second win of the 2002 season in round three at Jerez. Daijiro Kato takes his first MotoGP podium in second. And Toru Okawa holds off Loris Capirossi to take third. Well, victories in all classes here at Jerez for Valentino Rossi. He won the 125 race, he won the 250 race, and now he's won the MotoGP race here at Jerez. And he's joined on the podium by Daijiro Kato and Toru Okawa.
Yes, anyway, I think I'm very lucky because maybe Kenny forget to brake, but I was behind Barros and go inside the other corner, and I feel a big push and I was lucky to don't crash. After I lost very much position, I return, I wait behind Barros and behind Toru. With this bike at the end it's difficult because the tire finish very much and it's difficult to control the bike, but anyway it's possible to have a quite good rhythm and it's possible to win. I'm very happy because here I like very much this place, this track, and we wait for the next race.